Hello everybody, I would like to welcome you to our build-up session today. This is the 11th of February. And in this year of manifesting. So today I bring you God's word on a title, Born of the Spirit of God. But let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love and for your grace. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the power of your word that transforms our lives and builds our faith from one level to another. Our hearts are open to receive your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Born of the Spirit of God. That's our topic today. And I hope you are happy and glad to receive God's word. I will read to you from John chapter number 3, beginning from verse number 5 to verse number 8. And this is a conversation between Jesus Christ and Nicodemus. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Verse number 6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again." Verse number 8, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." I want to repeat verse number 8. He says, "The wind blows, and you hear the sound of the wind, but you cannot tell where it is coming from and where it is going. He says, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Oh my God. He says, in the same way, wind is a mystery to science, is a mystery to the human mind. Here, he is not dealing with the direction of wind, because science has come up with methodologies that would help you to see and to detect the direction of wind. Even you yourselves, when you see the trees, you will know the direction of the wind. But here, he's not dealing with direction. He is dealing with the source and the destination. He says when the wind is blowing, you cannot tell the source. You cannot locate. And he says you cannot locate its destination, not direction, its destination. He says, in the same way is the man who is born of the Spirit. Oh my God. That means one who is born of the Spirit is a mystery to this world. Is a mystery. Is a mystery. Wow. You know, your first birth, you were born of the flesh, born from your parents. And because you were born of the flesh, you were fleshly. That was the kind of life that you lived. It was a normal human life. But when you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, when you become born again, you are born of the Spirit. All right? You're born of the Spirit. Now your life is different. Your body may look the same, but you have a different life. Oh my God. You are born of the Spirit. Your source defines your life. Your source defines your life. Basi kato karabazia. He says you are like the wind. They can't tell. You see, you are a mystery to humanity. Don't seek the approval of men, neither their acceptance. Because you are not a normal human being. You have to understand like that. You are not a normal human being when you are born again. You are a mystery. You are a mystery. He says, just like wind, you are a mystery. You have the life of Christ. And that's who you are. You see, that's who you are. Wow. Now, I want to give you an example of Jesus Christ himself. When Jesus was here on the earth, do you think Jesus was like a normal human being? He was not like a normal human being. And you that believe in Jesus, that's what you should expect in your life. You are a mystery to science. You are a mystery. That means they cannot fully understand you. They can't. If they understand everything else concerning your life from A to Z, no, then something is wrong. Then something is wrong. You see, they did not fully understand Jesus. And even after he ascended, they did not fully understand those people that believed in Jesus. They did not fully understand the apostles. Their life was a mystery. How could a man come at the gate called beautiful? This man was a cripple from the mother's womb, could not walk. You remember that man at the gate called beautiful? About 40 years of age. And the Bible lets us know that Peter says, look on us, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Which principle of science is that? That's why I'm telling you, science will not understand you. Everybody who is born again, your life is a mystery to humanity, is a mystery to science. You are not a normal human being. That's what I'm telling you. You are a child of God. You have got the life of God inside of you. You see? You are for signs and for wonders. Remember this year, this is the year of manifestation. Don't just live the life of a human being. Don't live the life of a human being. A normal human being, let me tell you, you become a victim if you live that life. A normal human being is under Satan. You have to understand. He's governed by the corrupt influences of this world. That's a normal, natural human being. You see? You cease to be after you give your heart to Jesus. You see? You receive a new life. Even though they can still see you moving around. But the Bible says, even though you are in the world, you are not of the world. That means you don't belong there. You are not of that system. If they did not fully understand Jesus, if they did not fully understand the apostles, why should they understand you? Why should you seek the approval of men? Why should you seek to be understood and to be accepted by society? No! Live the will of God for your life. Be in the place of God's will for your life. Live the word of God. Follow the word of God. Be a doer of the word of God. That's it. And you'll find out that science will not explain you. They will not explain you because you are the ones that lay hands on the sick. There is no scientific principle like that. Science knows about medicine, but you lay hands on the sick and the sick recover. You are a mystery to science. You are a mystery to humanity. That's your calling. Let me give you an example of Jesus Christ himself. He is our perfect example. In Matthew 8 and verse number 26 to 27, I will read you in the New Life, from the New Life version. All right, remember this, they are sailing on the water and there is this troubled environment, the wind and then the waves. You remember the story. He said to them, why are you afraid? Because they had cried out to him. He says, Master, don't you care that we perish? So he said to them, why are you afraid? You have so little faith. Then he stood up. He spoke sharp words to the wind and the waves. Did you hear that? Jesus spoke sharp words to the wind and to the waves. In all their lifetime, they had never seen anybody, no human being who can talk to water, no human being who can talk to the wind. You are a mystery. Jesus was a mystery. Look at that. Look at that. Oh my God. Then the wind stopped blowing. That was the result. Imagine. After talking to the wind, after talking to the water, there was calmness in the environment. Wow. Then the men, I'm continuing to read. He says, then men were surprised and wondered about it. They said, what kind of a man is this? Even the winds and the seas or the waves obey him. If you speak in tongues, can you speak in tongues just a little bit? Legro stofra hadidi bashtalaman takibra hadila kozofra hadigadabadidas. Ratata takashate keprahido gostalabadiaza. Rekopakate korabasata kadianabandis. You see, the life of God inside of you is being stirred. Is being stirred. This is your calling, child of God. You see, don't seek to be like everybody else. Because the Bible says you are peculiar. He says you are different. You are special. Made by God. Do you understand? You are born again. The Bible says whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. You are born again. No, you are born again. You are a mystery to humanity. You are a mystery to science. You are a mystery. They cannot fully comprehend you. Don't try to make them understand you. Don't try. Just live normally the Christian life. The life you have in Christ Jesus, as guided and led by the scriptures. Live that life. Blessed be God. Lego bahasi tekele mesia. Despite, you know, the fact that they cannot understand you, you are their solution. Through you, God brings them whatever they desire in their lives. Through you, the glory of God is manifested. Blessed be God forever. Wow, he says, what kind of a man is this? They are going to ask one another at your office, at your workplace, in your community. You see, your neighborhood, the neighbors are going to begin to ask one another, what kind of a person is this? What kind of a person? Oh, glory to God. In this sea of manifesting, that is your testimony. The glory of God is seen in your life. The glory of God is manifested from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, is manifested in your home. And they are going to conclude, this man carries God. This woman carries God. You are born of the Spirit. You are born of the Spirit. You are not a normal human being. Just like Jesus, he was 100% a human being, but he was also 100% God. So he was not like, you know, fully a normal human being, like how a normal human being would operate, how a normal human being would function. No, no. You are born of the Spirit. Yes, they can recognize you as a human being. But let me tell you, you're more than human. You are more than human. Don't try to live the very, very normal human being life. No way. No way. That would be like a degradation. That would be a degradation. You are born of the Spirit. You are one with God through Jesus Christ. Blessed be God. The real Christian life is a mystery to humanity, but yet it is an answer to it. God bless you. Oh, God bless you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the call that you have given us. The call in yourself and in your kingdom. You've told us we are born of the Spirit. You say whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Thank you, Lord. This is our testimony. We are a mystery, but yet the answer. Through us, your glory is manifested, even in this day and in this hour. So it is in my brothers and sisters that are listening and are imbibing on this message right now. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. God bless you all. Lord, your word.